半导体不是只有护国神山，想投资真正的隐形英雄，力争上游就对了。国内首档锁定全球半导体上游设备与材料厂的 ETF， 中信上游半导体，股票代号00941，带你与科技王者中的王者同行，指导半导体核心财富。2月26到3月1号称王募集，申购速洽中国信托投信与全台各大证券商。投资一定有风险，基金投资有赚有赔，申购前应详阅公开说明书。
Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TAIEX opened up 171 points this morning from yesterday's close at 19,770 on turnover of 4.4 billion NT. The market staged a technical rebound on Tuesday following a recent slump as buying was sparked by a rally on Wall Street overnight amid ease concerns over Mideast tensions. The main board opened higher and momentum continued throughout the session, with large-cap electronics and artificial intelligence development-related stocks in focus. The Constitutional Court has been debating whether the current death penalty system is constitutional. The debate saw attorneys representing 37 prisoners currently on death row who are challenging the constitutionality of capital punishment. The 37 petitioners argue that the presence and implementation of capital punishment violate Article 15 of the Constitution of the Republic of China, which stipulates that the right to existence shall be guaranteed to the people. The case was brought to the Constitutional Court in 2022. A decision is expected within the coming 3 months at the earliest. Premier-designate Zhou Rongtai has announced more members of his cabinet that will take office on May 20th. Five of those appointed are keeping their posts, while there's one new face. Finance Minister Zhuang Cui-yun, Overseas Community Affairs Council Head Shu Jia-qing, Ocean Affairs Council Head Guan Bi-ling, and Directorate General of Personnel Administration Head Su Chun-rong will keep their current posts. Acting Agriculture Minister Chen Jun-ji will formally head the agency in the new cabinet. While the sole new face is Chen Shuzi, the current head of Tainan City Government's Research Development and Evaluation Commission, and she has been appointed to head the Directorate General of Budget, Accounting and Statistics. The United Nations is calling for a clear, transparent, and credible investigation of mass graves uncovered at two major hospitals in Gaza that were raided by Israeli troops. A UN spokesperson said Tuesday that credible investigators must have access to the sites. The UN human rights chief also said he was horrified by the destruction of the hospitals and the reported discovery of mass graves in and around the facilities. He also called for independent investigations. The Israeli military said its forces exhumed bodies that Palestinians had buried earlier as part of its search for the remains of hostages captured by Hamas. Meanwhile, Japan's government is declining to comment on a meeting between former Prime Minister Taro Aso and U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump, Chris Gilbert reports.
Few details are known about the meeting, and Japan's foreign minister has only said that Aso's trip to the US is a political activity in his capacity as a lawmaker and is not commenting further. The meeting follows a summit between US President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in Washington earlier this month. Taro Aso's trip also comes as Trump holds a flurry of meetings with foreign dignitaries in recent weeks, including British Foreign Secretary and former Prime Minister David Cameron and the leaders of Poland and Hungary. Aso was a senior official in the ruling LDP and was a staunch ally of the late former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who had a good relationship with Donald Trump during his administration. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
And four Aboriginal spears that were taken to England by Captain James Cook more than 250 years ago have been returned to Australia's Indigenous community at a ceremony in Cambridge University. The artifacts were all that remained of some 40 spears that Cook and botanist Joseph Banks took in April 1770, at the time of the first contact between Cook's crew and the indigenous people of Kamai. The return of the spears was agreed last year following a campaign and a formal repatriation request. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.